This is Chiona Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, June 9th, 2016. Police in Zimbabwe have arrested six people protesting against the country's deteriorating economic situation at Africa Unity Square and beaten up several others in Harare, intending to camp at the place for 16 days and 16 nights. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora says it's mandatory under Zimbabwe's national education policy for all schools to recite the national pledge. Communities in Zimbabwe's Mukumbura, communal lands, Mashonaland Central Province are now accessing grazing land, fields and local river full of fish following the demining of the area by a non-governmental organization, Halo Trust. Zimbabwe students in Algeria have dismissed as a pack of lies claimed by the Ministry of Education that they have been paid annual allowances of 3,000 each. They were last paid in January last year. And this evening we'll be talking with Mandela Washington Fellow Tandiwe Ngwenya, a Zimbabwean civilian peacemaker in war-torn South Sudan. Stay tuned for the stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Sitandikile Mhlanga and Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, will be talking with listeners about the cash crisis in Zimbabwe, as long as winding queues have become the order of the day. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on this Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.